You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out. They're live today again at Eagles training camp, practice number 10. We've been out here for about 3 weeks now, taking all these practices, interviewing players, excited to be out for Eagles practice for this afternoon, midday show, morning into afternoon. Of course, a couple days from now, the first preseason game for the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Looking forward to all that. So I was at the Phils game last night with my family, and we were in for a treat. Home run derby. The Phillies rocked Baltimore pitching, which stinks, but they rocked them. Led by Kyle Schwarber with two home runs, including a grand slam. He now has 40 home runs on the season. And, you know, I saw something out there last week, and it caught my attention, but I was like, come on. It's probably not as realistic as we want it to be based on the odds, based on his position. I know what happened last year, but the idea of Kyle Schwarber winning the National League MVP started to circulate last week. And after being there last night and looking at the numbers and seeing the updated odds, I got to tell you, it is not a far-fetched scenario that Kyle Schwarber wins the National League MVP, which is remarkable considering he is in his walk year. This is his walk year. He is a free agent to be, and the guy is having an MVP season. All right, let me give you the updated odds to win the NL MVP over at FanDuel. And then I will give you the resumes for the guys. And really, there seems to be right now only three players with current legitimate MVP odds. I mean, if you want to take a real long shot, you could do that. But if we're looking at just guys that have, you know, legitimate odds to win, like close enough that you can make a reasonable case based on the odds, there's three of them. So it is Shohei Ohtani, who is the clear favorite at minus 650. And this is FanDuel. It's Kyle Schwarber at plus 550. And it's Pete Crow Armstrong, the all-star starter, all-around star, breakout star of the Chicago Cubs at 13-1. After that, the next closest is Manny Machado at 48-1. I think Bryce was like 35-1 in 21 when he won around this time of the year. So Machado winning isn't totally out of the realm at where he ranks in the odds. Unlikely, but not totally out of the realm. Soto's 85-1. He's next. So it's a huge gap. I would say it's a three-person race. It's Ohtani. It's Schwarber. It's Pete Crow Armstrong with Ohtani as the clear favorite. All right, let's go through their resumes and talk about what they have done so far this season. Now, I do think it is worth noting that Ohtani is back on the mound. Now, he has only pitched 15 innings this season. That's it. Seven games started, 15 innings. He's building up. I think it was about a week ago. He had to come out of his start with some cramping. People thought it was a major injury. It wasn't. If Ohtani pitches more and pitches well down the stretch, this is probably close to, if not fully impossible for Schwarber to overtake him. I just want to put that out there. If he pitches more, and I mean more than just being an opener, because right now the guy's an opener. He's pitched 15 innings in 7 starts. He opens, he pitches an inning or two, they get him out of the game. I mean, if he gets to, I'm just trying to think how many starts he has left. If he does that over the next 2 months, that'd be 20 innings. That's 35 innings. I think he needs to pitch more. If he pitches the equivalent of, let's say, the number of innings over a good relief pitcher would give you over the course of the season. Let's say he gets to 60 innings, which is the equivalent of, you know, what Matt Strom will give the Phillies or Ryan Kirkering, right, innings-wise. If he gives 60 innings and he pitches well and he's the best or close to the best or, you know, kind of tied with Schwarber offensively, Ohtani's going to win the award because he's two players. He, you know, he may not be the two players he one day will be again, you know, not the full scope of starting, but he's two players. So I think that would give him the award. But right now, he hasn't yet really fully established himself back as a starting pitcher. It's only 15 innings and 7 starts. Let's go to the stats for the three players. All right, so let's start with Schwarber. He has 40 home runs now. He has 94 runs batted in. He's 10 stolen bases. He's hitting .258 with a .382 on base, a .593 slugging, an OPS of .974, an OPS plus of .162. Of the three hitters, of the three players, he has played in the most games at 112. He has hit the most home runs with 40. He has driven in the most runs with 94, and he has the highest on-base percentage with .382. All right, let's go to now look at Ohtani, because those two at least are similar kind of offensive players. Armstrong's a different kind of player. Ohtani leads with plate appearances. He leads in hits at .119. He leads in batting average with the three of them at .274. He leads in slugging at .600. He leads in OPS at .978. But the slugging and OPS are very close between Schwarber and Ohtani. I mean, their home runs are close. Their slugging is close. Their OPS is close. Their OPS plus is close. I mean, that's a matter of a day or a week or so until that could jockey back and forth the whole year. Their wins above replacement. Ohtani's at 4.8. Schwarber's at 4. Now, I think that's primarily due to two things. Base running. Ohtani is a superior base runner with 15 stolen bases. Though Schwarber has 10, but he's just a faster and superior base runner. And the pitching. Because neither are playing the field. Neither are providing value in the field. It's the pitching and the base running and the speed for Ohtani. But production-wise, it's pretty darn close between Ohtani and Kyle Schwarber. And Schwarber absolutely could overtake him production-wise. Then we have the element of Pete Crow Armstrong in this, who's kind of the monkey wrench in the value. Because if it is about his wins above replacement, you know, if this, I would say this, old school voting, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago voting, it would be Ohtani or Schwarber. And nobody else would even be involved in the discussion. It'd be Ohtani, it'd be Schwarber. That would be it. That would be your MVP race in the National League if this was those days. It's no longer those days. And it's a day now where war and wins above replacement does guide a lot of the conversation and a lot of where people come down on this. And in that case, and the eye test, Pete Crow Armstrong is obviously part of this. He has a 6.2 wins above replacement. That is boosted up by his 29 stolen bases and outstanding defense in center field. He's a premium center fielder with 27 home runs. So he doesn't quite have the power numbers of Schwarber or Ohtani, but he's going to hit 35 to 40 home runs and play a gold glove center field, start the All-Star game, steal 40 base. He could go 40-40 in center field while playing great defense. He's got a .266, .304, .547, slash line, .851 OPS. So the OPS overall, though, because we, you know, knocked down his on base, which isn't great, and you factor in the power, it's at an 851. So it's a clear 100-point differential, if not more, than either Ohtani or Schwarber. That's a big difference. It's the kind of difference where you have to take notice. it's a kind of difference there to say how much is defensive base running even all that out, because he's not the same offensive star as what Schwarber and Ohtani are. But he's certainly in the mix. I actually think, based on how voting has gone in recent years, the odds for Crow Armstrong should be higher. Now, the other element of this, and I know some people no longer even look at this, I think it should still be some sort of a tiebreaker, is winning and losing. All three teams are good. Phillies are good. Dodgers are good. Cubs are good. I would think all three are going to be in the postseason. Could it come down to which team has the best record? Could it come down to, do two of the three, do all three win their division? Are two of the three wild cards? If Ohtani is on the sole division winner and the Phillies and Cubs end up wild cards, does that give the award to Ohtani? It's a fair question. Same thing if you flip it around and you say Schwarber is on the only division winner, Cubs and Dodgers, and Dodgers only have a few games in the Padres, Cubs and Dodgers are wild cards. Does that change the equation? For me, it should. And for me, it would if I was doing the voting. The other element to factor in is who's going to perform the best down the stretch and do they do anything special? And I think for Ohtani, it's going to end up being pitching. Can he pitch more? Can he pitch effectively? Can he start giving real starts down the stretch? That would be the one that pushed him over the top. For Schwarber, can he get to a magic number? Can he get to a magic number of 60 home runs? Very few hitters in the history of the sport have gotten to 60 home runs. Schwarber is a couple home runs away from overtaking Cal Raleigh for the most home runs in baseball, and it's really been Raleigh's year when it comes to power in the sport. He won the home run derby. He's led baseball basically a whole year in home runs. It's been his year when it comes to power. Can Schwarber overtake him? Can he set the Phillies record for home runs? Can he surpass Ryan Howard? Can he reach a level that few hitters have ever reached in the history of the sport? He does those things. He's the story. And with P. Crow Armstrong, his story is probably a little bit less. He's not going to set a mile marker, but 40-40 with Gold Glove defense is a pretty big deal, especially for a young player. Now, there is the element of fatigue sometimes with voters. Ohtani's won a bunch of these, and he's not quite having the dominant season as he did last year. Armstrong is new, so you might, if you're a voter, say he's going to win them in the future. This might be Schwarber's year to win it because it's his career year. It's his walk year. He's on a big team with a big story in the Phillies, and he could break Ryan Howard's record. I think the storyline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If Ohtani can't be more on the mound than he's been, I believe the storyline down the stretch for a hot, if he stays hot, will be Schwarber. And the storyline plays into the minds of voters more than you think. It's a part of it. And I'm starting to really believe there's a real shot now that Schwarber could win this thing and be the National League MVP, which would be wild considering, like I said earlier, he is a free agent to be. The other thing to factor in is who's carrying who and what teams are carrying are being carried by who. And unlike in the past, you can make the case that Ohtani has to carry the Dodgers more than ever. They've had pitching injuries. They've also had, serious down year for Mookie Betts, uncharacteristic. He's got to, in my opinion, he's got to be hurt kind of down year. Because for a player as great as Mookie Betts, you rarely see him hit this poorly. So you have the Betts factor, not playing well. Freeman has been better lately, but I don't think Freddie Freeman's been the same kind of player that he has been in years past. So that lineup's not quite as great. That being said, Will Smith's having the kind of year that pushes him into a top five of the voting, top six of the voting for the MVP. So Ohtani's got another MVP contender, or I say MVP, down ballot MVP guy on his own lineup. It's not the same guys we're used to. It's not Betts and Freeman this time, but it's probably more Will Smith. So that the give and take there of how much help he's getting and giving and all that. With the Cubs, there's a lot of outstanding players having outstanding seasons. Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki. They've got depth up and down their lineup. For the Phillies, as I view it right now, there's only one other guy that you could even consider. I guess two with top 10 MVP votes. That'd be Zach Wheeler and it'd be Christopher Sanchez. So what I'm saying is there's no other offensive player. Bryce Harper's been hot lately, and he's got his slash line back to normal. Now he's got to put up some volume stats to get in the mix by the end of the season. He missed that month there in June. But overall, probably not top 10 MVP vote guy. If I just off the top of my head start writing down MVP votes, I'm going to have, Ohtani, Armstrong, Schwarber in some order, 1, 2, 3. I'm going to have Machado. I'm going to have Tatis, that's 5. I'm going to have Soto, that's 6. I'm going to have Will Smith at 7. I could probably pick out 2 or 3 guys I haven't even mentioned yet that probably belong in this mix in the National League. I mentioned Tucker, Pete Alonso, Kyle Stowers clearly deserves some consideration, James Wood. So I don't think Bryce right now would have earned top 10 votes. And Trey Turner, it's fallen on the radar because Phillies have had a nice weekend here and the trade deadline and Duran and Bader with the home run last night and yelling about Dabrowski and the outfield and Schwarber MVP. Trey Turner's gone into one of his bad slumps. I mean, we're talking 2023, 2024 slumps. The OPS now hovering around 750. So you add it all together and it's like, is there really another guy in this lineup that is the guy? No. And you look at the power output of the Phillies, it's really all Schwarber. I know Harper's again lately. But last night was an outlier. It's really all Kyle Schwarber, and he's carrying this thing. I think that should hold weight. If nobody gets to 30 home runs and he gets to 60 in his own lineup, that's a big deal. It's a game changer. It is a difference maker in the lineup. He's a part of this thing in a real and legitimate way. He could pass Ryan Howard for the franchise record in home runs. He'd get to 60. This is an all-time walk year. It's going to cost John Middleton a lot of money. He better be ready to pony up because if he ends up on the Cubs back there to end his career, it's going to be great for him, great for Chicago, and horrible for us. Cincinnati in his hometown, there's a million spots. The Mets, the Yankees, all these teams would do anything to get a bat like Kyle Schwarber. We can't let it happen. We got to keep him here in Philadelphia, and his walk year might just end up being one that ends in a National League MVP award. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. It's 94WIP. Check it out there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.